Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studio, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and on Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. And joining us now is the voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, Andrew Allegretta. Andrew, appreciate you for joining us. Day two of action in Hoover, but it's day one for the Doors. They've got the late night game tonight against Auburn after another very late night for Auburn last night against Missouri. What is the key for Vanderbilt to keep moving forward in the SEC tournament?
Wow, jumping right in with the $10,000 question there. good pitching, I guess. At the risk of being brutally simplistic, I think one of the things that Vanderbilt certainly was able to pick up with some of their guys banged up was really critical pitching performances from some people that needed to step up, whether it was David Horn or others, and they got it. So they've got to keep that particular momentum moving forward against an Auburn team that their calling card has been offense down the stretch. It's hard to find exactly what Auburn is elite at from a baseball perspective, but they've won 9 consecutive games, and their better stats are on the hitting side.
Andrew, you know, a lot of Vanderbilt fans are looking at this. And this happens a lot of times. You get to this tournament, and if you win it, great. But if you don't, it looks like Vanderbilt's pretty solidified with the national seed by most people's outlook here. So as you mentioned, they've been dealing with some banged-up pitchers. So have they said who's going to pitch tonight, for example?
So I know. I can tell you he's somebody that threw this past weekend, if that helps you out. I'm a little squishy to say who it is.
Yeah.
I tend to let the team make that particular announcement. So it is someone that threw this past weekend that could clue you in, Willie. But to your point about what this week matters and means, I think that's the thing that kind of hangs over all of it for Vanderbilt because of the health of the pitching staff. Do you want to get out of here with an SEC championship? Of course, that would be wonderful. But I'm not sure you want to torch everybody's arms in the process of doing that. I mean, they're not going to just roll the ball out there and just wave the white flag and all of that sort of stuff. They're going to be competitive. Of course they are. That's a Tim Corbin team. But I'd like to get a win, perhaps two, and feel a little bit better about that top 8 national seed come selection Monday. I know most people have put Vanderbilt on that particular ledger. I'm not going to feel great about it until Monday rolls around, and I think we'll feel a lot better if you can pick up a win or two here in Hoover.
I've always wondered how much the committee, and this happened during the SEC basketball tournament. There was a lot of fallout, you know, when Vanderbilt didn't make it. Like, were they even watching that they just beat Kentucky? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of times where you wonder, do they have it sort of settled by the time conference tournaments start? What's your thought on that in baseball?
Another good question I don't have a clean answer to, candidly, Willie. I suspect it is something that they pay attention to. And I think the only reason that I say that in terms of the conference tournaments would be a previous experience I had at Virginia Tech, when Virginia Tech went 15-14 in the ACC, and they were in good shape to make the NCAA tournament, and then they made a run and played for the championship game against North Carolina. Now, they lost, but they played for it. And I think one thing that was not in the fold for Virginia Tech at the time before the tournament was hosting. And then they made it to the championship, and they hosted. So I think if you make really loud noise, you can get people to move you in one way or the other. Like if Vanderbilt goes 0-2 here, all of us, our stomachs are going to be twisting a lot more come Selection Monday than it would be if we go 2-2 here.
That's a very good point. I know I will be sweating a little bit if they go 0-2 because I want to see them get in that top 8 for sure.
Yes.
So all that being said, one of the things that I think happens a lot in Hoover is you get pitchers who maybe haven't had a chance to pitch a whole lot that get a shot. It's a fairly fair pitcher's park, right? And all of a sudden you get into a groove, your confidence goes up, you have a great outing, and then you're that much more confident in that pitcher when the NCAA tournament starts. That would be, to me, an ideal thing to look for this week.
I would agree with you, and I think we saw some of that this past weekend too, Willie, to be frank, with the Arkansas series, because we had to. Again, whether it was Ryan Gimper who steps up and starts game three, don't you think that Coach Brown and Coach Corbin are going to be a lot more confident starting Ginther if they need to in a regional situation, depending on the health of others? You know, one guy that if we could figure him out, it would be so, so significant is Thomas Schultz. Because he had a great season last year, and he's just had a hard time putting it together, being that, you know, he was supposed to be like a seventh or eighth inning guy that takes you into Nick Maldonado, and it just hasn't worked out this season. And, you know, fingers crossed that it does. Who knows? But if we could get him a couple of innings here this weekend in Hoover, and he feels better about himself going into postseason play, that would feel very significant. And then I mentioned his name already, Willie, but David Horn has got some really significant stuff, a good curveball.
Sure does.
Yeah, he is a good-looking young freshman. And to gain confidence in David Horn, to throw him in critical places in the NCAA tournament a week like this in Hoover could go a long way for the confidence of Coach Corbin and Coach Brown.
Andrew Allegretta is with us, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Andrew, I'm interested to hear your perspective or your approach to the SEC tournament, because to me, I look at it, part of me says, okay, every game you play, every opportunity that you get to play for a championship, you're going to put it all out on the field. And then on the other side, it's a difficult kind of dichotomy for a coach to say, okay, well, we don't want to exhaust all of our arms in Hoover whenever we're looking ahead to a regional. You know, when a championship in Hoover is great and all, but we're looking at championships in Omaha. So how do you think, you know, you put yourself in Tim Corbin's shoes? How would you approach that?
So this is my perspective. I am not speaking for Coach Corbin, but who won the SEC tournament last year? I think it was Tennessee.
Tennessee,
right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, okay. So that worked out great.
worked out great that week.
It was a fun week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Vols.
Yeah. So, look, again, this is my perspective 100%. But to me, conference tournaments are for teams sitting in the 8 through 12 mark. Like, there's a reason the tournament is 12 teams. It's so the teams that are sitting 8, 9, 10, and 11 have as many games as possible to bolster the resume for the NCAA tournament, plus extra TV inventory. That's why it's the number of teams that it is. So if Vanderbilt was sitting here going into the tournament as the 9 seed, I'd be like, yeah, let's go. Let's roll, baby. Let's win this thing.
You're
but
right.
With Vanderbilt here 4th, I'm more mindful of making sure that the guys play well, that they can carry positive energy into the NCAA tournament, because we didn't necessarily do that last year. We won one game versus Ole Miss. I remember sitting there thinking, like, I don't know that Ole Miss is going to make the NCAA tournament. Then they turn around and win the thing. And then we lost the next two games versus Tennessee and Kentucky and, you know, had to fly 3,000 miles to get to Corvallis and lost the first game to San Diego. So my perspective is more holistic on for Vanderbilt now, making sure they play well enough to lock up a top 8 national seed, to make sure that some people that need reps get the reps, and that the bats can stay as confident as possible, which is difficult at the Hoover Met. But this team isn't necessarily built on blasting a bunch of home runs anyway. So to me, it's more about stabilizing your tournament resume and getting people work that need to get work to make sure they feel good come a week from now.
Andrew, before we let you go, one of the other big storylines is Tim Corbin shook up the lineup some against Arkansas, and some older guys who hadn't had a chance to play much gave them a big lift. TJ McKenzie, Troy Leneve. So do you think they have earned a shot to stay in there for a while?
Yes. I would be shocked if McKenzie and Troy both aren't in the lineup tonight. I don't have the lineup. I've got the pitcher. But I would bet both of them are in the lineup. It was kind of funny, Willie, talking with Coach before the game, and this was on our pregame radio interview. He goes, man, it's just, I'm starting to feel like freshmen and sophomores are becoming extinct in college baseball these days with the amount of upperclassmen that are being, you know, very successful in college baseball. And then lo and behold, you put the seniors, McKenzie and Leneve, back in the lineup and they do something big. Part of Leneve's story, of course, was his shoulder injury. But then the flip side of all of that, of course, is that David Horn, a freshman, and Brian Ginther were kind of the stars on the mound, who's a sophomore. So I don't know that freshmen and sophomores are totally extinct, But being able to have, and this is very much a Coach Corbin thing, stable emotions through difficult times and high leverage situations matter. And that tends to be people that are upperclassmen, whether it's seniors or juniors or whatever it happens to be. So I think in a difficult stretch for Vanderbilt, he went back to people that he thought would be more even keel through the challenges and have better perspectives on it. So I would be shocked if Troy and TJ McKenzie aren't your DH and left fielder tonight. I could be wrong, but that would be my hunch.
Andrew Allegretta, voice of the Doors, appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on with us and enjoy the game against Auburn tonight.
Get that nap in. You never know how late you're going to be staying up there, Andrew. I'm going to try to get one in myself this afternoon.
Naps and coffees.
That's the solution, Austin. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, guys.
I'm glad you brought that up, Willie, because I had a thought yesterday, and it has to do with exactly that. We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.